to another episode of the Mind of a Renegade, to where I, your humble host, Renegade X, will talk about certain topics and give my opinion about certain topics. So what am I going to be talking about this episode? There's two things I wish to talk about. Number one, a mother from Chicago deletes her 12-year-old son over a missing SD card. Number two, this Japanese McDonald's ad that has woke Twitter triggered. Let's begin. A mother in Chicago deletes her 12-year-old son over a missing SD card. I'm going to play the news clip and let y'all hear it. Then I'ma give my opinion about all of this. So yes, she shot her son over a SD card. The son did not know where the SD card was at, or even knew where the SD card is, matter of fact. When she fired the first shot at her son, she stepped away looking for the SD card. Then she came back and asked her son again where it was. Mind you, this child is on the floor bleeding. And when he said, "I don't know," she shot him again. The second shot deleted him. And the two gunshots, by the way, were into the child's head. Now, when I heard this, I was upset. Yes, because that was an innocent child. That 12-year-old was just living his life. But he was stuck with a monster. What's messed up about this is that you got the mainstream media and her family members defending her and trying to sweep this incident under the rug. But this cannot be swept under the rug. Why? Because of social media and content creators. They're going to keep this story going for a long time if need be. Plus, this is not back in the day where people were limited on where to get news at. Because you just can't flash it and say it one time and then, oh, people forget about it over time. This is not going to happen anymore. I'm going to play the clips of her family members defending her. The fact that there's people justifying this and defending her is disgusting. And the individuals who are defending this, y'all are some sick and twisted people. Check this out. If this was a black man that had did this, if this was a black man that had deleted his 12-year-old daughter over a missing SD card, it would be everywhere on the news. Social media be talking about it. It'd be on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and etc. That man will be called scum of the earth and every negative thing someone could think of. But because it's a woman, it's fine apparently. She needs to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law for what she did. But since she is a woman, she's gonna have less time, if not a slap on the wrist. This double standard stuff gets on my nerves. Last time I remember, men and women are human beings. If a man can do a crime, so can a woman. If she would have did this back in the day when the black community had standards and was functional, the community would want nothing to do with her. She would have got hit with the Lion King 2 Exile song, "Not One of Us." evil as plain as the look on her face. Deception in outrage, disgrace, for shame. She asked for trouble the moment she came. If the SD card was such a big deal, a sane person would just go to the store and buy another one. SD cards are not expensive, depending on the gigabytes of the SD card. On to the next topic. McDonald's ad triggers woke Twitter. A Japanese McDonald's ad showing a wholesome family, father, mother, and daughter, sitting in a house enjoying a McDonald's meal. And this has woke Twitter triggered. They're calling it every negative thing under the sun. It's anti-this, it's anti-that. Which this whole thing is ridiculous. Because this really shows how trash Western culture has become. In that ad, that is what was common in America before this woke stuff showed up. This country has lost its ways, and it's worse than it's ever been. They pushing this woke stuff so much that traditional things are frowned upon. The natural order is out of whack, and if this woke stuff keeps up, it's going to be over for this country. We are already living in the negative effects of all this now. This woke stuff is not what I grew up with. What I grew up with is more traditional values. I grew up in a time where the men were masculine, the women were feminine. There wasn't this woke stuff getting pushed. Everything is so bass-ackwards now. We got other countries moving in a natural order. But meanwhile, us got a whole bunch of dysfunction going on in this country. We're dismissing biological stuff, science, and etc. for some new age way that doesn't make any sense and has negative effects. Honestly, miss the good old days. I really do. Like, this is really not the same country that I grew up with. And if this woke stuff keeps going, I honestly feel like we're gonna need some divine intervention for this. We are living in some crazy times. But that'll be it for this episode of the Mind of a Renegade podcast. Thank you for listening, and I'll see y'all next time.